Power of Words, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Cody slash Obi-Wan slash Quinlan. It is part of the Two Jedi and a Commander series. So don't crash into everything. Cody sat on his bunk and tried to calm the anger raging inside him. He clenched his fists and tried to take a few deep breaths. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. He knew Quinlan hadn't meant his words the way they sounded. Quinn might not have the same relationship with the clones that the generals that served with the battalions did, but he didn't hate them. He didn't view them as worthless. So, logically, Cody knew that Quinn hadn't meant to sound like the potential loss of clone lives didn't matter. He also knew that they were at war and losses were inevitable. But hearing a Jedi who claimed to care about him be so cavalier about the losses of his brothers just made him so angry. Another set of deep breaths. In. Out. In. Out. The anger quieted into something else. Doubt. If Vos, Quinlan, cared so little about clone lives, did he really care about Cody at all? Or was he just a necessary complication because of Obi-Wan? Did Quinlan only act like he cared about Cody because Obi-Wan had essentially made it a requirement? The thought made him hurt. He had thought they were really working on building something. But how could that be if Quinlan didn't really care? Cody was grateful Obi-Wan had dismissed him almost immediately after Quinlan's comment. He was even more grateful for the fact that Obi-Wan had clearly been angry too. At least one of his Jedi genuinely cared. One thing was for certain, he was sleeping in his own bunk that night. He couldn't deal with seeing Quinlan right now. The silence in Obi-Wan's office was deafening after Cody's departure. "Watch your words," Obi-Wan said harshly. Quinlan blinked and turned to face his remaining partner. He had been staring at the door Cody had just exited through, anger radiating off the clone as he went. "Obes," the Kefar started. "Don't. You just made it sound as if you don't care how many of them die to achieve our objective." He couldn't believe how callous and cold the other had sounded. And Cody had gone from hurt to devastated to furious within seconds. Obi-Wan made the logical choice of dismissing Cody before things could erupt further. The lines between commander and generals always tended to blur a little when they were alone, even if they were working. "I didn't mean it like that," Quinlan defended. "Of course, their lives matter. I wasn't trying to say they don't. There's just no way to do this without losing lives. That's all I meant." Obi-Wan ran a hand across his face and rubbed at his forehead. "We are all well aware of the fact that loss is inevitable in war, Quinlan. Believe me, we wouldn't have made it this far oblivious to that reality. But being so callous about saying it is unnecessary. You have no idea how many men we have lost, how many we tried and failed to save," he said. Voice weary. The grief and regret were tangible in the Force. It made Quinlan feel a bit sick. "How long since you and your men have had a real break?" he asked. He had seen Obi-Wan in the aftermath of so many terrible events, but he didn't think he had seen the other this tired since he came back from Melita Dawn. "War doesn't exactly provide time for extended leave breaks. I try to make sure the men get at least a full day or two of rest whenever we are back on Coruscant, and Cody tries to coordinate with the other officers to make sure everyone gets what downtime they can while we are between campaigns, the human Jedi explained. The Kefar frowned. What about you and Cody? When do you rest? He challenged. I make sure Cody takes what time he can. I manage, Obi-Wan replied. That's not good enough. Quinlan knew he was no paragon of virtue, but even he tried to take more breaks and manage some degree of self-care. That, and he wasn't actively fighting the war the way the others were. Obi-Wan had never been great about self-care either, but he didn't used to be this bad about it either. Then again, Obi-Wan had always been better about taking care of himself when he was looking after someone else, too. We don't arrive for another 2 days. It's already time for late meal. Why don't we call it a night on this? We can grab some food, and you can help me figure out how to best apologize to Cody, Quinlan offered as a bit of a deflection. Because you're right. I worded my statement poorly and inconsiderately. Obi-Wan considered his words for a moment before speaking. You have to remember, Quinn. He doesn't have the Force. He can't sense our feelings. Your words hurt and troubled him both professionally and personally. I can sense his doubt from here. The Kefar swore an impressive litany of curses in several languages. I will be able to make this up to him, right? Proving you think of his brothers as people will go a long way. The two Jedi ate their meal in relative silence in Obi-Wan's quarters, each lost in his own thought. This would be a lot easier if he had the Force, Quinlan suddenly said. Obi-Wan grinned ruefully. Believe me, I know. But Cody doesn't. He needs words and actions. The Kefar sighed. Words have a tendency to get me into trouble. So do your actions, the human Jedi countered. Quinlan huffed. Rude. But am I wrong? The Kefar sighed again, long-suffering. I suppose not. Obi-Wan grinned and patted his leg. Nothing worth doing is ever easy. The human Jedi couldn't help the laugh at the completely unimpressed look those words earned him. Quinlan supposed he should have seen it coming that he was kicked out of Obi-Wan's quarters for the night. Cody looked down at the words on his comm and contemplated his options.
I understand if you need time to yourself, but I sent Quinlan to his own assigned quarters for the night, and I'm in my quarters for the evening if you don't want to be alone.
On the one hand, it would be nice to spend the night with Obi-Wan, to accept the gentle reassurance that this Jedi really was his, really did care. It would be soothing to his heart. On the other hand, his mind was still unsettled, and more time alone was probably smart. He wasn't sure how well he would sleep either, and there was no point in bothering Obi-Wan all night with his loud thoughts. Cody lasted an hour in his own bunk before going to Obi-Wan. His mind had said he needed time, but his heart wanted comfort and reassurance more. This time, he let his heart win out. After settling his armor in its usual spot in Obi-Wan's quarters, Cody gratefully accepted the warm cup of tea he was offered. Obi-Wan hadn't batted an eye at his late arrival, merely welcomed him in and offered him a calming drink. They drank in companionable silence. Cody appreciated that Obi-Wan never pushed him to talk. Even as commander and general, they could so easily communicate without words. Silence between them was never uncomfortable. That this night was no different than 100 others before it soothed the lingering ache in Cody's soul. They lay on their sides, facing one another. Cody curled close and let himself be held.
"I love you, Cody," Obi-Wan said softly.
"I love you too, Obi-Wan," the clone replied.
He let his hands clench in the back of the Jedi's sleep clothes for a few heartbeats, grounding himself. After a long moment, Cody found himself giving voice to the question that had been burning in his mind all evening. Did he mean it like that? Obi-Wan's arms tightened their hold.
"No, he didn't. And he'll apologize if you allow it."
Cody nodded against Obi-Wan's shoulder.
"Tomorrow. I need more time."
He felt the kiss brushed along his temple.
"That's okay. That's your right."
The three of them met in Obi-Wan's office the next morning to resume their work on the plans. But they had to clear the air first.
"What you said hurt," Cody said quietly.
Quinlan winced. "I'm sorry. I didn't mean it the way it sounded. I worded my statement badly, and I didn't think through the implications anyway. I'm sorry, Cody. I care about you a lot," the Kaffar told him. "You and your brothers are valuable. Not because you're soldiers, but because you are people. Your souls are so bright in the Force. You might be clones, but that doesn't mean you don't matter."
Cody breathed more easily. It was a start.
"I accept your apology."
Quinlan smiled softly. He knew he still had some work to do, but that was okay.
"I've been assured my words have a habit of getting me into trouble," he said. "But I promise to do better."
That's all anyone can ask. What they had wasn't easy, but it was worth it. The end.
Don't wanna be this far. Don't wanna be so far.